Hello and welcome to On the Drive Home. My name is Jeremiah.
And I'm the part two to his Dune, Katie.
Yay! Yay. And we're back after who knows how long? It's been a while.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's kind of hard to go to the movies nowadays, especially when there's not a lot of good movies.
There's not enough good movies to be like, hey, we got to figure out babysitters.
Yeah, exactly. But when there is a good movie, we make the effort, we go see it, we give them money, and then we give our highly rated opinion.
Yeah. All right. So Dune Part 2.
Dune Part 2. Okay, wait.
Excellent.
Very good. Starring Timothée Chalamet. And I always say this every time I see her name, but it's like Zendaya, like Cher, you know, Madonna, yeah. You know, all that. Rebecca Ferguson, Javier Bardem, Josh Brolin, and Austin Butler, who I just realized you told me in the theater that was Elvis.
The guy that played Elvis, yeah.
I believe
he's,
so,
he's the big,
yeah.
Big bad guy for, mm-hmm. Well, not the big bad guy, but he's like the fighter bad guy for
yeah,
this one.
Yeah, he is. Directed by Denis Villeneuve, I believe it. I think. Written by him, and we can't forget Frank Herbert, who wrote the stories, and John Spiats, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
this picked up off the tail end of the last one, where Paul is, you know, getting with the Freeman and, or the Fremen, and, going after those, what is it, Harkonnens? What are they called? I forgot.
Oh, yeah, the something like Harkonnens, maybe, yeah.
I don't know if we should even do the plot. It's like, if you know, well, I mean, it's like, it's Dune, so it's...
Well, let's just put it this way, so, I guess in this one, Paul, I mean, I guess the best way to put it is... You watch Paul discover who he really is.
Yeah.
I guess might be the best way to put it.
And all of his special powers.
And, yeah, and what he has to go through. It's almost, I don't want to say coming of age, maybe, but like a discovery of who he is and what he has to do to make, I guess, the people of Dune live.
Yeah.
and not have the planet destroyed by all these other, I guess, I don't know, families or I look at it like someone did a good comparison of like oil, like, you know, all these companies fighting over oil, you know, it's like I feel like all these people are fighting over the spice,
that's what runs the galaxy,
exactly. So I don't know if it had families or like they're all in power, so it's almost
houses.
Like all these different houses and they're all kind of fighting each other, and then but anyways, long story short, yeah, he was able to find peace, you know, or help find peace, or he's like find out who he is to help the people of Dune.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm reminded of that, there's a YouTuber in it called, like, Man Carries Thing, and after, he made a video about, like, watching my dad, after we watched Top Gun, he's like, that's it, that's how you do a movie, right there, that's
right?
It. And, yeah. That's how this one felt. And you made that joke afterwards, after we were walking out.
Yeah, my dad, like, I always joke with my dad. He's been on the podcast before. And, like, whenever he likes something, he'll just point to it and go, good, good, like, after a meal. And, you know, after a movie, it'd be like, it's a good movie, kid, is what he would say. So at the end of this one, I was like, it's a good movie, Maya.
Yeah.
That's how you movie. but yeah, no, actually.
Yeah, the story was great.
Yeah,
it was
this
like,
is, yeah.
it's not like, you know, it treats the audience with respect. It's
yes.
just telling a story.
Yes.
It's telling a really great story. Like, I never read the Dune book, so I don't know what kind of liberties or things that they've changed, but it definitely, like, it doesn't feel like they're like, oh, let's inject a whole bunch of our own ideas and stuff into it. Like, it feels like it feels authentic.
It felt. Well, you know, and I know it's all science fiction, but it made it all very believable.
Yeah.
You know, and the cast of characters were excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just very believable, you know, like they actually had a planet where there was no water and people did live on it that looked pretty realistic, you know.
Yeah.
It was all believable, and I don't know, the acting I thought was, all the characters were great. I loved all the people they casted, you know, and it was... And what I liked about some of the fighting scenes was, like, it wasn't like, I'm not trying to get political, but, you know, you watch all the Disney movies and you have, like, the Mary Sue, you know, and she's like, I'm a great fighter, look at me, blah, 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 you know. They didn't have any of that. It's like, everyone just fought, you know.
Everyone's a fighter,
And you know, and they didn't have to flash, like, look how powerful this woman is or anything. It's like everyone was just equal and they're all fighting and they all had a reason. And I don't know, it flowed so well. And
all for the story.
Yeah.
Like, there was no junk in it.
No.
Like, everything there was for just to tell a narrative.
And I feel like that's how you should movie.
Yeah.
That's just how tell you a movie. Story, you know? Stop getting political.
I'm gonna make a terrible reference.
Okay,
I feel like in a desert of crappy Hollywood movies, this was the oasis.
Yeah. Well, I was
gonna. Because it's a desert planet.
Right? Da 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 ding. Kagum punch.
Yeah.
But, like, that was my thing. Like, you know, like, you always, like, well, we had a whole bunch of bad movies, it seems like, for a while. But once in a while, a real good one kind of comes out.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. And I'm really happy to see that it's gotten popular and people are seeing it. And
I will say, the one thing I didn't really find believable was, you know, the bad guy. The guy that played Elvis, that's like...
The bad
he's
guy?
Like, he's like the nephew of... Skarsgård. So Skarsgård's like the head of Harkonnens or whatever that house's name is.
Yeah.
So he's got a nephew, and his nephew's like supposed to be psychotic and a really good fighter and all of this.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, just seeing him, it's like he did all right, but every time he's on screen, I'm like, I don't believe that he's this like badass guy. I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, you know, I really like the mix of powers they had in this movie. You had the, and of course, I'm so bad with the names myself. But the witches, it was on the beat.
The Jesuits.
Yeah, the women, you know, yeah. And like how they feel like they had control over everything, and all of a sudden here comes Paul, you know, and I think because Jessica, I think, did it on purpose because with Paul, I think she went against a lot of what the Jesuits.
Yeah, it seems
I think
the Jesuits are always trying to, they're not necessarily, they're like pulling the strings, but they're
right.
Not in direct power, and they're trying to like play the odds at all times and whatnot, rather than just like, oh, this is the way we're going to do it, so
right.
Let's make it happen. It's more of like a deceptive sort of behind the shadows, you know,
exactly.
Kind of thing.
And I know Jessica, maybe I'm wrong, I didn't read the books, but what I got from the movies at least, she kind of stood up against them by training Paul, I guess, or trying to, or
think,
with Paul.
Because, yeah, I think she had a deep connection with her son.
Yeah, and, you know, she knew what he could be and what he was, and I guess. And my point is, though, it's kind of funny, like, you had that battle, and then you had the houses battling, and everyone's fighting over the spice. It was like multiple fights kind of going on, you know? So, but it was good. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's kind of hard to critique because, you know, when you really enjoy something, you don't want to really say anything bad about it, you know?
And I feel like, you know, the love story, because they got to have a love story with, you know, the main characters, the youngins or whatever. So Paul and...
Chani?
Yeah.
Chani is or Zendaya.
Yeah, so, like, they could have made that really cheesy, but it felt right. It felt fine.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't, it wasn't, like, shoved down your throat. Like, hey, let's get these two together. It's like, no, that feels natural. Like,
yeah.
I can understand, like, I guess, like, why she respects him and comes to, like, be, you know... infatuated with him and stuff.
Well, he earned her respect.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and hence earned
and they
her
do that thing
infatuation.
Where they show it, they don't tell it.
Right.
Like a lot of movies will just come out and be like, oh, I like him because he's a great warrior. It's like, no,
yeah.
You got to see him as a great warrior.
Yeah.
And the audience just knows that.
Yeah.
And they respected the audience to just do that.
Yeah. And I liked her a lot. Like, you know, she was a fighter, you know, but she wasn't like over... powerful, like she was just one of the people that just wanted their freedom and, you know, and their planet, basically.
And you can see, like, you know, she's got her own characteristics of, you know, how loyal she is to her people. And
exactly.
She doesn't
yeah.
like all of this, the prophecy BS and that Paul has surrounding him.
She wasn't, I guess, quote unquote old school,
yeah.
like some of the other people were, you know, but it was just very well done, well blended, and very enjoyable, you know, And honestly, I'm really glad we saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
The special effects, you know, everything fit. It just went worked so well. And
yeah, the special effects were really good.
Yeah, you know, and I loved how they had the worms. Like, they were just they were worms, but alien at the same time, you know. But I liked them. I thought it was really cool. But yeah, no, I think
it's really refreshing. And it's like anytime there's a movie that's like good, it feels good to actually plop down your money.
Yes.
Like so many movies where you kind of buy it and then you're just like, oh.
Or make the time, you know, yeah. Make the time to go see it because, you know, sometimes your time, well, not sometimes, but your time is valuable, you know. Do you really want, and, you know, getting babysitters and paying for movies are expensive, you know. So
this
it's like,
worth it, though.
It was totally worth it. As a matter of fact, it's one of the few times where I think the second is better than the first.
Yeah,
you know,
could be.
The first was a really good build-up, I think, for this, mm-hmm. you know. But if I saw them back-to-back, maybe I'd feel differently. But I thought this was way better than the first one.
Yeah.
Or, well, the part, I guess part one.
Yeah.
I should say. And I don't know if that's actually fair because this is just a continuation. It's not like, you know, they're like, hey, this made a lot of money. Let's make a part two and keep the money coming in, you know.
Well, That's what they wanted to do was, you know, make all of them and or at least have a contract to make all of them.
Right.
But the studio wasn't they weren't sure if it would make money. So mm-hmm. they just did the first one and they said, well, you can do more if this one does well. Luckily the first one did well, so they did this one. I don't know if they have a similar deal for the third one or if they're just kinda shooting from the hip and hoping this one works too. I honestly don't know.
Well,
I hope regardless it gets made because this is really good film. Like they, yeah. It would be a shame because it's a genuine movie.
Well, are you saying it'd be a shame that they don't continue it, or
yeah, it would be a shame?
Really?
You think it would what?
Well, I don't know. Like, because I feel like that was the whole. And I'm, of course, I'm very ignorant with Dune. I know there's some fanatic people and they read all the books and everything, but the books just go on and on and on and on. Like they never end.
Oh really?
Yeah. There's like Son of Dune and other ones because
I guess wasn't there like just one book and then maybe that got popular and they added more. What I'm trying to say is that the story that they're telling is obviously not done,
right.
And I'm assuming that the book is several parts, not several parts, but the movie is breaking the book up into several parts.
And I could be wrong about this. Maybe there is a part three. I never read the book. Well, I read parts in the beginning, but I guess I wasn't hooked and I didn't continue it. But I know it's a really thick book, like 400 page book, you know. So, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm assuming this was the end of the Dune book.
Oh, really?
I'm assuming. I could be totally wrong with that.
I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know. All right, because it just looked like I would have to look like what the book's about and everything like that, like the ending of it. But I know there was other books after Dune. Because
gotcha.
My father mentioned to me how he loved Dune, and he read the other ones, and he said they got a little tedious, I guess, mm-hmm. you could sort of say, to read, because they weren't as fun as the first one. So that was just what my thoughts were. I thought this was just, like, the ending of just Dune. But I do know they go on.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I could be totally wrong about that. There could be a part three of Dune that I just don't know.
If this was a book, and then what we just watched was the ending, I would be like, you didn't make an ending.
Well, kind of. No, there was an ending. It kind of ended.
There was no ending whatsoever.
No, I mean,
it was a cliffhanger. That's what it was.
Well, I guess I read that wrong. Because, I guess we'd go into spoilers.
Yeah, we'd have to, yeah.
To kind of talk about
Although the book is, like, what, 50 or 60 years old?
Yeah. Right? So, and I feel kind of ignorant talking about this because I don't have much knowledge about the whole Dune, you know, fantasy and sagas and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You know, and I could be totally, totally wrong about this right now.
So what would you give it on a 0 to 5?
A 0 to 5. I would give it a 5.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no. And again, if I'm wrong about the ending, then my apologies. It was still a great movie. Still great. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think? Maybe you'll write to us and tell us.
Ooh, yeah, do it.
Yeah. And
I'm we got to enter the passcode now.
Oh,
no, you entered it wrong. Now it's an awkward ending to the podcast.
It is an awkward ending, and they're just going to hear bump, 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 bump from your phone.
Till next time.